Nashville's public schools have officially joined the legal fight over state funding. The district follows Memphis and Chattanooga in suing Governor Bill Haslam to get more education money. But WPLN's Blake Farmer reports that the complaint, filed this week, is particular to Nashville.
Metro Schools accuses the state of not keeping its commitments related to English learners. Every student who's a non-native speaker qualifies the school for additional money. That pays for more teachers and translators. For example, the lawsuit says schools are supposed to get one translator for every 200 students. Right now, they're getting one for every 250. Nashville has more English learners than anywhere else, but school board member Will Pinkston says every district has some reason to gripe about the state's education funding, which lags the national average.
The problem that we've got right now is not equity, not how the pie is carved, but rather adequacy, the size of the pie.
In the late 1970s, a school funding lawsuit focused more on the fairness towards small districts. The outcome did lead to a new funding formula called the Basic Education Plan, but it took 15 years. That's why school districts are not expecting a swift resolution to the latest lawsuits. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.